Many immigrants who cross the border illegally end up working as day laborers. In Orange County, California, one city has set up a job center to get the laborers off the street. As Rob Schmitz of member station KPCC reports, the center's future is now in question.
Each day at 6 in the morning, 53-year-old Cristobal Rayoso gets up and walks two blocks from his Costa Mesa home to what looks like an old gas station. But instead of gas pumps outside, there's another kind of fuel, cheap labor. 100 chairs are neatly lined up in rows of 20. Rayoso shows his identification to the attendant, he draws a number out of a box, and then he sits among 100 other day laborers and waits for his turn in line as employers drive up and tell the attendant what they're looking for.
They need somebody clean cut and ready to go to work, okay? This is Monday through Friday, de lunes a viernes.
As the attendant announces the available job, the gray-haired Rayoso eagerly holds up his number, but he loses out to men who hold lower numbers. The system can be frustrating, and pretty soon, says Rayoso, looking for work will be even harder. I guess I'll have to look for work on some street corner, says Rayoso in his native Spanish, just like workers in other cities where all of them get together in front of the local Home Depot. None of us here really know where we'll go, he says, but we know we have to work to survive, so we'll have to take it to the streets. The Costa Mesa Job Center was created in 1988 in order to get day laborers off the streets. It was one of the first publicly funded job centers for day laborers in the country and has served as a model for cities throughout the region. But earlier this month, Costa Mesa's city council voted to shut the job center down. Mayor Alan Mansour says at $100,000 a year, the center costs too much to run.
There's already an existing business that helps place people when they're looking for labor. So I felt that it's more appropriate to let the private sector do something instead of letting city government do it.
But day laborers at the job center say they won't use private job placement firms because the firms normally take a cut out of their paychecks and won't hire workers who lack documents to prove they're here legally. Pablo Alvarado is the spokesman for the National Day Laborers Organizing Network, a nonprofit organization based in Los Angeles. He says the job center was a good solution to the day laborer issue and has now become a victim because locals are frustrated that the federal government isn't doing more to combat illegal immigration.
Then people feel that they are entitled to fight against undocumented immigrants at the local level and fight them in the neighborhoods where they live. And I think that's what's happening.
Immigration watchdog groups say the bigger issue is that job centers are magnets for illegal immigrants and create more problems for the local community. Ira Melman is a spokesman for the Federation of American Immigration Reform.
It affects local services in the community because you have people who are attracted to these job sites, and along with it comes all the problems associated with large-scale illegal immigration, people, you know, earning very low wages and relying heavily on local services.
Whether job centers are magnets for illegal immigrants or not, day laborers looking for work are commonplace in many cities across the country, and the way that local governments deal with them vary from state to state. Building job centers has been the most common approach, but many cities, like Redondo Beach in Southern California, have written laws prohibiting the solicitation of work on public right-of-ways. In Arizona, lawmakers have proposed a bill to ban publicly funded job centers for day laborers. While advocacy groups debate the issue, it's often the local police officers who get stuck in the middle.
I told some of the guys it's going to be like herding cats.
Costa Mesa Police Chief John Hensley says he expects a huge rise in the usual problems that come with day laborers: blocking traffic, disrupting local businesses, and public urination.
This isn't all about what we're about. 911 still rings every day. People are still crashing cars. We got neighborhood traffic problems. And so resources will have to be moved around the community to address this issue.
The Costa Mesa Job Center plans to close its doors for good this summer. But at next week's city council meeting, day labor advocates will try to convince the city to reverse that decision. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Orange County, California.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.